Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Dynamite, April 24, 2024. We're in Jacksonville, Florida, Daly's place where it all began. Taz, Tony, Excalibur on commentary, and the Elite and Jack Perry roll up. And security's like, hey, Jack, you can't be here. And the Elite's like, get out of here. Get out of here with that. We're the Elite. So they roll up and they let Jack in. We started off with Orange Cassidy getting beat up by Trent. And Trent calls out Chuck. It breaks my heart. He makes Chuck choose. He says, look at Orange, man. He was our mascot. And now look what he's done. We've become, you know, nothing. We've become background noise. That's who we've become because of Orange Cassidy. And tells Chuck, choose. And Chuck does not choose Trent. He chooses Orange. So, and what I like about this, he's like, hey, I'm not medically cleared to fight in this ring, but I want to fight you in a parking lot for everything you've done. And I was like, medically cleared for the parking lot. You know that they're going to beat the shit out of each other, and that's going to happen on Rampage, and it's going to be another Collision Rampage on Saturday. So 3 hours of AEW again, and we started off with my match of the night. Swerve Strickland, whose house? Swerve's house versus Kyle Fletcher, my boy. And Don Callis is on commentary. And this was a fun match. This was a really, really fun match. I really like these two wrestling each other. Like, they know, they have that style that I really gravitate towards. And they just went back and forth. And Swerve got the win. Don, not so happy about it, though. He was not so happy about it. But I really enjoyed this match. This is the match of the night for me. And Swerve Strickland is our AEW champion. And it feels so good. Moxley cut a promo, as a Moxley would cut a promo, against his opponent tonight for the IWGP Championship, Hobbs. Renee's with Thunder Rosa. She's like, yeah, Tony won, and Deonna Purrazzo got in my business, and Deonna Purrazzo comes up, and then they like, I hate you. So they're going to have a match on Rampage this Saturday. We go into our next match, Mina with Mariah May versus Anna Jay. I like saying that. Mina gets the win over Anna Jay. Anna Jay does not like it. She attacks. Then here comes Tony Storm saving Mariah May and, well, mainly Mariah, not Mina. But, you know, and all of a sudden, the music of Serena Deeb's hits. And I'm like, ugh. I don't know. I don't think she's worthy of the championship or having a championship match yet. They're like, she has an undefeated record. I'm like, yeah, against squash gangs, squash gang members. Like, but apparently this is where we're setting up a story with Toni Storm and Serena Deeb. She's like, and then the sound was a little off on this show. So she starts talking to the camera. She tells them like, hey, the next time I touch this championship, the women's championship, it'll be mine. I ain't going to hold it over my head and whatnot. Then Tony's in the ring screaming her head off. And, you know, so this is where we're going for Double or Nothing. And we are building that card now. Not later. Now. Willow Nightingale celebration. Oh, man. Stokely's great. Isn't Stokely fun? And Chris Statlander, too. She has a personality. Now, with this trio of awesomeness here, and Caprice is on the mic. Caprice Coleman, man, I got so excited because when it goes, dun, 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 you know, her music hits, and Caprice cuts that rap. Oh, makes me so happy. And I wish Ian Riccaboni was on commentary for this, too, because those two are my favorite commentating team. No offense to Taz, Excalibur, and Tony, but I love Ian Riccaboni and Caprice Coleman. I think they should be given at least Rampage or something, you know, on main TV or Collision. Be awesome. But I like Nigel McGuinness too much, too. So Ooh, Ian Riccaboni, Caprice Coleman, and Nigel McGuinness on commentary. Let's call that a banger, but it ain't probably gonna happen. And guess who interrupts this Willow Nightingale celebration? CEO, CEO. I'm doing my hands like her too. CEO, Mercedes Moné. And they will face each other at Double or Nothing. May 26th, 30 some odd days away. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like they're kind of dropping the ball with Mercedes Moné. Like, her debut match is not going to be till May 26th. Like, they're building off her injury that she had with Willow in New Japan, where Willow got the win over her, but Mercedes Moné, she got hurt. So they're playing off that storyline, which I understand, which makes sense. But she's not going to have any matches until Double or Nothing. Like, you know, like, I think she's okay to wrestle, or she's not okay to wrestle. But Willow said, hey, I'm the face of TBS, and guess what? I'm going to face you at Double or Nothing and beat you, and you better be at 100% because I'm coming for everything. And I was like, you go, Willow. I'm rooting for Willow on this one, like, to be really honest. No offense against the CEO, but I'm going for Willow Nightingale. The Elite come out of Tony Khan's office, and they got an exclusive that Tony will meet with them, well, mainly Jack Perry, in the ring tonight, and that's the way we're going to close this show. Casino Gauntlet match, you know, starts off with my boy Jay White, guns up, and it just goes into a fury of other talents coming out, but it really just comes down to Will Ospreay will face Roderick Strong for that championship of his. And I was like, oh, ho, 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 ho. Roderick Strong versus Will Ospreay at Double or Nothing. Yes, boy! Oh, it's like a dream come true. I don't know. Then, like, if we can get Will and Adam Cole, you know, I was just like, oh. But Undisputed Kingdom, of course, is there. And we got a lot building towards this. And then I was just like, man, the back and forth between Will and Roderick is going to be fantastic. Then we go into the low point of the show. Jericho, the learning tree, and it's part of his music now. And he named the FTW Championship for the World Championship. I don't know. Then Big Bill comes out. He's like, "Oh, Chris, I want to learn from you." And I was like, "Are we creating a new stable?" And Jericho goes on. I know he's playing heel. I know I'm not supposed to like Jericho because whatever this is, you know, but he's building a new stable, I believe, and he's the learning tree. He's like, everyone's prospered from me. I'm like, who? Who has? Where's Sammy Guevara? Action Andretti? Got that win? They at least mentioned it a bunch of times when Action wrestles. He went nowhere. So, but Big Bill's like, oh, I want to learn from the learning tree. Kept saying learning tree, learning tree. But Big Bill comes out, and Jericho's like, I'll think about it, and I'll watch you. And Big Bill's like, you better watch. You better watch. Let's move on. Renee is with the Don Cows family. Don is being a bully. You know, says some mean things to Kyle, like, you didn't win, but Will won. And I'm going to go out there on commentary for Hobbs because he's going to bring us a championship. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So I'm waiting for them to be done with this whole Don Callis family. I want Will Ospreay because Will Ospreay is hot right now. He's a hot babyface. But he's with the heel group. We need to get him out. We need to have Will be like, you know what? Screw this. I'm out. And I'm taking Kyle with me. So fuck all y'all. Now, we go into our IWGP Championship match. Moxley versus Hobbs. Moxley chokes out Hobbs. And Hobbs may have gotten hurt with the knee. We shall see. Don Callis was on commentary again. But what I really liked more was after Moxley gets the win, Takeshita comes out. I do love me some Takeshita. And I was like, oh, sweet baby Jesus. I would love to see that match between Jon Moxley and Takeshita for the IWGP Championship. Maybe that could be at Double or Nothing. We shall see. Renee's backstage with Shibata. A little silliness in that phone. of his. you know, and he's like, I like your rhinestone shape as a heart. And Renee's like, yeah, thank you, Shibata. And I'm like, thank you, Shibata, for giving me something to laugh. He's so entertaining with that whole dick, dick, dick. I am Shibata, you know. But he calls out Jericho, challenging him for that FTW championship. So, sadly, Shibata's rolled into Jericho's bullshit. I don't want that. Shibata deserves more. He deserves better. Now, we end this show in a very unique way. Jack Perry comes out, and he's like, yeah, you know, we started something, a revolution, blah, 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 blah. And he calls out Tony, and he tells Tony, like, hey, let's shake hands. Let's reinstate me back into AEW. Let's put that behind us, and let's make this the best fucking place we can. And Tony's like, oh, okay. Shakes his hand. And this is like, I kind of understand, but not really understand where they were going with this. But Jack Perry holds up his hand, and he hits Tony with the microphone into his stomach. And Tony goes down, and I know he's not a wrestler whatsoever. But you would think this man would learn how to sell. Like, he just falls just straight down, and then he waits, and then he grabs his stomach. It's just so weird. And then the Elite come out, Okada and the Young Bucks are like, what are you doing? It's the boss. And the Bucks and take out Tony Khan. Okada doing some Scott Hall shenanigans with the pointing. I love it. Love it. And Tony Khan was taken out by the new Elite. Is Jack Perry part of this new Elite? You know, because they fired Kenny Omega. Who's coming back next week? That's going to be awesome. That's going to be very awesome. So we shall see. I think this is the new Elite. The Young Bucks, Okada, and Jack Perry, who's reinstated back into AEW. But after this is all said and done, referees come out, checking on Tony Khan. Oh my God, what have you done, you sons of bitches? Ah! And we got whoop that trick chance. I was like, woo! They know. Trick Willie got the championship this week, and we got whoop that trick chance. Tony's dad's out there. Oh, the sweaty is like the locker room starts coming out. I'm like, why is the locker room all coming out? Our check. Who's gonna sign our check? That's all I thought. And Tony's dad comes out, and I see some great things on the internet, man, where they're just like, Tony's dad's like, I'm paying for this bullshit. Then I saw another meme of CM Punk, you know, the gravestone what is it called? I can't think of it. Well, you know what I mean. Meme. Tony Khan will not be an on-air character. R.I.P. CM Punk pointing at it. Oh, good stuff. I saved it on my phone because I wanted a good laugh. But Tony's dad's face is making the rounds on the internet. It's so great. But Tony Khan, he's going to sell this. Apparently when he was, because, you know, he has the Jacksonville Jaguars and stuff like that. I guess he was rocking a neck brace. So he's going to sell this thing like Andy Coffin, baby. But where do we go from here? What do we build off of this? The Elite taking over All Elite Wrestling? Because there was a little backstage thing where Jack Perry's like, you took 8 months of my career, Tony. And the Young Bucks are like, hey, we're putting back, we're making this, we're putting back the Elite back in All Elite. And we're the new Elite of AEW. And this is a better version than we've ever seen before. So, hostile takeover? I think we're going to get that. So, we're building to Double or Nothing. So, here we go, baby. Here we go. That's it. That's all. Oh, and they were really pushing Dynasty on demand. They're like, hey, Dynasty, demand. Hey, you know you want to watch it. You know you want to watch it. I did, and I had a damn good time. I had some fun with the show. I was really surprised about the amount of wrestling we got, though. I think we got three matches. And we got the Casino Gauntlet match, which was pretty fun. So, but my match of the night is Swerve and Kyle. I give this show a solid Let's see. 5 out of 5, just because we're building. This was a lot of building here tonight. And I'm very interested to see where we're going with this Tony Khan bit. Where are we going to go with this? You know, Jack Perry, the Elite now. You know, so we shall see. We shall see. All right, y'all. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share it to grandma. Share it to grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/NewWorldPodcast. Get yourself the sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
What the frick is wrong with you? Dude, I don't. The Young Bucks are checking.